One evening, after a particularly long day of wine tasting, Lohm led Feyka to a secluded spot in her vineyard. A blanket was spread with an array of local cheeses, bread, and of course wine. The soft glow of lanterns illuminated their faces as they sat down. Feyka, surprised and touched, remarked, "What's all this?" Lohm, with a mischievous glint in her eye, replied, "Consider this a peace offering for all the times I've outshone you in our winemaking duels." Feyka laughed, "Ah, the audacity. But I must admit, this is quite charming." The two spent hours talking, reminiscing about their journey, and dreaming about the future. The night was magical, filled with soft music from distant celebrations, the chirping of crickets, and the gentle rustle of the vineyard leaves. Lohm, feeling bold, leaned closer to Feyka. "You know, for all our banter and playful rivalry, I genuinely appreciate you, Feyka." Feyka, looking deep into her eyes, whispered, "The feeling is mutual, Lohm." Their faces inched closer, the world around them faded, and in that precious moment, their lips met in a gentle, lingering kiss. Domiebra, with its rich history of feuds and alliances, had witnessed the birth of a new love story, and the town couldn't be happier. The days that followed were a mix of emotions for both Lohm and Feyka. Every glance and every touch seemed charged with electricity, yet the weight of their respective legacies sometimes cast a shadow on their budding relationship. But it was evident to everyone, from the workers in the vineyard to the patrons of the local cafe, that Domiebra was witnessing the blossom of a beautiful love story. One afternoon, Mama Afi cornered Lohm while inspecting the barrels in the wine cellar. "My dear," the wise old woman began, her voice filled with warmth, "I've seen many seasons come and go in this vineyard, and love in many forms. But what's growing between you and young Feyka? It's special. Don't let the whispers of old feuds and rivalries cloud your heart." Lohm looked at Mama Afi, her eyes moist. "I care for him deeply, Mama, but it's not just about us. It's about our families, our vineyards, our histories." Mama Afi chuckled. "When have love stories ever been simple, my dear? But remember, the vines intertwine and grow together, drawing strength from each other. Just like you two." Lohm hugged Mama Afi, drawing strength from the matriarch's wisdom. Later that week, at a community picnic, the residents of Domiebra gathered for an afternoon of fun, food, and folklore. As the sun descended, a local band struck up a lively tune, and the townsfolk began to dance. Seeing Lohm on the sidelines, Kakua, ever the mischief maker, whispered something in Feyka's ear, prompting him to stride over confidently and bow dramatically. "Miss Danua, may I have this dance?" Lohm laughed. "Why, Mr. Lar, I thought you'd never ask." As the two moved to the floor, their dance was a mirror of their relationship, playful yet passionate, teasing yet tender. The townsfolk cheered and clapped, their earlier reservations forgotten. As the evening wore on, Feyka pulled Lohm aside. Under a canopy of twinkling fairy lights, he looked deep into her eyes. "Lohm, I know our journey is complex, our pasts intertwined in ways we're still discovering. But I will face it all, if it means a future with you." Lohm smiled, her heart fluttering. "Feyka, I found home here in Domiebra, in these vineyards, and with you." Their hands entwined, the two looked out over the sprawling vineyards. The dream of a future where love and tradition blend seamlessly, like the Domiebra blend they planned to create together.